Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Konecki. Time for another edition of Sports in Focus. Here is Adam Walsky.
Sports are entertainment. You hear that all the time now. Sports are entertainment. And they are, in the sense that it's entertaining to watch the best players in their sports compete, and it's even more entertaining when the team you're rooting for wins. But in the last 30 years, we've seen sports are entertainment justify what I call player histrionics and excessive celebration. The worst is in football, where a player makes a tackle, just makes a tackle, does his job, and dances around shaking his head and his body. And a player scores a touchdown and then proceeds to do a premeditated celebration designed to top the last guy who scored. I'm glad the NFL has legislated against excessive celebration with an unsportsmanlike conduct flag. And in baseball, when a closer records the last out, he has to dance around and gesture. Get the last out, shake hands with your teammates, and walk off the field. The great Vince Lombardi said, "Act like you've been there before." The coach would be appalled by what he saw in his beloved sport now. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walsky. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. Well, let's turn to high school sports. And let's turn to Texas. Where in Texas, everything is big. Even their high school sports. What was that movie? Friday Night Lights or whatever? They treat high school football down there almost as if it's the NFL. And what's that show on Esquire? Little Tykes, Friday Night Tykes or whatever, about the 7 and 8 year olds and 10 year olds that play football and the parents treat it almost as if it is the NFL. It's a little too much. Well, how ironic is it that this story came across the transom over the past week or so? Texas lawmakers halt steroid testing for high school athletes. Texas lawmakers voted last week to dismantle the state's high school steroid testing program after 8 years and more than $10 million spent collecting thousands of samples that turned up only a handful of cheaters. Once lauded as a model for the nation, the program instead turned into a target for critics who called it an ineffective waste of money. Several lawmakers defended the program as an effective deterrent against steroid use, but said it was no longer needed. "We spent a lot of money, we raised awareness, we saved lives," said Representative Dan Flynn, a Republican who helped write the original testing law back in 2007. The vote stripped all money for the testing program out of the next state budget, which was sent to Governor Greg Abbott to sign into law. Texas started the program in response to fears that performance-enhancing drug use in professional sports was rapidly growing among teenagers in a state where the love of high school football is second to none. Your host just told you that. Texas initially created a massive program that sent testers swarming across the state to randomly collect urine samples from high school athletes at all sports. You'll see sirens and lights coming down the road. What is that? Am I being pulled over? No, they're rushing urine samples to the lab. The first 30,000 tests produced just 11 positive results of steroid use. Few saw those numbers as good news of clean athletes or even as proof the program could be a successful deterrent. Most saw it as fodder for critics that said the state was wasting money. Lawmakers have been scaling down the program ever since. By 2013, its budget had been cut from $3 million per year to only $500,000. Soon, Illinois and New Jersey will be the only states with testing programs. Well, if you've got this hotshot quarterback playing at some Texas high school, and if you're the town and the supporters and the coaches and the families, do you really want a little inconvenient steroid test getting in the way of him taking you to the state championship? I think there's another issue going on here. They do not want to keep testing these kids. Come on. If you're a coach and you're paid to win, and do you ever see what these games look like in Texas? They look like small college games everywhere else in the country, these massive stadiums, and they're playing on AstroTurf and these fancy uniforms and everything. It is a way of life down there. Do you think they want the law, especially the way they feel about government in Texas, do you think they want them getting in the way of testing super quarterback Joe Blow? Because we need Joe Blow to win. Back to the story, the move was expected. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst championed the program from its start and kept it afloat in recent years. But he lost a bid for re-election in 2014. A special committee that reviews state agencies last year recommended eliminating the program. While I am disappointed to see the testing program disappear, its demise was inevitable, said Don Hooten, who started the Taylor Hooten Foundation after his 17-year-old son's 2003 suicide was linked to steroid use and was one of the key advocates in creating the Texas program. This man lost his son because of steroid abuse, and now a program that, we need this, we want this, and was a damn good idea, is now gone. We're not finding enough steroid abusers. Is it that you're not finding enough, or you just don't want to find them? Come on. When are we going to get to the point when we realize that sports are just sports, and people are still people? Wake up, folks. It's a game. There's a bigger game. It's called life, and we all need to play in it, and we all need to survive it. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Show the politicians how many two-wheeled vehicles are really on the open road, how they decrease traffic, increase available parking. America's national biker ride, the workday, is coming to your parking lot. Ditch the cage.
Don't forget to ride.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Monday, June 15th, 2015, this year's National Ride to Work Day. The 24th annual Ride to Work Day show the public, along with our mainly non-caring politicians, that bikers span all demographics and that two wheels and an engine isn't just for fun. Monday, June 15th, 2015, meet up, have breakfast, ride alone, or head out with a gang, ride to work. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 17-time All-Star is arguably the greatest player not in the Hall of Fame. He was an MVP, World Series MVP, won three championships, and broke Ty Cobb's record for most hits in Major League history.
Rose has eclipsed Cobb. That's number 4,192.
So, where is Pete Rose now? In his 2004 book, My Prison Without Bars, Pete Rose finally admitted to gambling on ball games. He filed for divorce from his wife, Carol, in 2011 after openly having an affair with model Kiana Kim. Pete now runs his own baseball camp and makes regular appearances at baseball signings across America. And then there are his appearances with the WWE.
Pete Rose just got Tombstone! This crowd loved it!
Maybe Pete can make the Hall of Fame for the WWE. I'm Ahmad Rashad.